Hey guys, what is going on? My name is Brian, and today we are here for yet a very new country. And from what I hear, they actually have some pretty cool stuff there. Guys, this is American Reacts to Indian Music. Why, hi! If this is your very first time watching me, my name is Brian, and I'm actually exploring YouTube and all the different types of music that the world has to offer. And with the whole hype between PewDiePie and T-Series, it was kind of hard to avoid all the drama that was going on. So hey, I had to check out T-Series, and let me tell you, they had a lot of good music coming from India. So I'm very, very excited. We have an amazing list for you guys today. And the way this usually works out is we put 2 minutes on the clock and we let India show what each Indian celebrity musician has to show. And then I will let you know what my personal opinion is on it. So how about we get right into this one? All right, guys, so I do want to give you a disclaimer. By no means am I actually Indian or do I speak the Indian language. So please forgive me if I mispronounce any of the names. We have a lot of native words, a lot of native names. So please forgive me. I mean no offense by it. All right, my friends. So very first on our list, we have Amit Mishra and Arjit Singh with the song Aati Se Mistake. All right, let's check it out. What the heck?
झटका जरा सा महसूस हुआ एक लाइफ की गाड़ी ने कस के मारा ब्रेक.
What?
हो रहा है क्यों कंफ्यूज मेरे दिल मशवरा मेरा तू आजमा के देख यही उम्र है कर ले गलती से मिस्टेक यही.
This sounds so catchy, guys. These are some very unique dance skills. Give me a six pack. What the hell? Just in time for Christmas, how cute.
Highway pe motor cycle bhaga ke dekh.
Jesus! So I want to start off by saying that they have actually a really, really catchy song going on. I can tell it's more of the, like, I would assume that it's more modern, mind you. I'm taking a wild guess here. But it actually sounds really catchy. The guy is funny as hell. I love what's going on with the music video. Like, come on. These guys really made the extra effort, went that extra mile to give an interesting music video to make you laugh and also kind of display what Indian music has to offer. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm really, really impressed with what's going on. It has a lot of like elements to it. It has like this whole electronical feel, but at the same time, it also sounds like almost like a wonky clarinet. I really don't mean any offense by it because it actually sounds really darn catchy. I just don't know the name of the proper instrument for it. I don't know if they did something in the post-production of it, so like when they came to editing. But besides that, I love what's going on with the clarinet. I love the electronical feel to it. I love the musician and how like upbeat he is. The chorus kind of reminds me of some music like from my mom's country, which is Colombia. And it has a lot of similarities where it's like very like, I don't know, like very upbeat. I love it. Absolutely incredible. I am 100% impressed with what's going on here. Definitely an amazing way to kick off this list. And I really gotta hand it to these guys. Like, it's killer. 10 out of 10. Eyes closed. Let's go on to our next musician. Oh, why hello there. Apparently, India has some metal to offer. And up next, we have Bloody Wood featuring Raul Kerr with the song Ari Ari. I am so excited for this. I'm actually a big, big metalhead. If you guys did not know that, or if you guys have not noticed already, this is actually one of my favorite bands named Silers. You guys should definitely check them out. They're like from New York and they're phenomenal. But anyways, let's go right ahead. I want to check out what type of Indian metal there is. All right, let's listen. Indians love to dance. Oh. What? That is the daisy grind, talk the body with my fists as much as my mind. So, if you hear, you know, I love that it has subtitles. HBO and Fox front row seats where the show. So step into the scene if you're ready to go. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? This guy. All right, let me tell you, this was so hard to freaking put a pause on. Bloody Wood, what the hell? You guys are killing it. Bro, let me know if you guys have had the opportunity to see these people live, because this makes me just want to freaking break my neck. Like, it is so intensely amazing. Like, and I mean that in a good way. If you guys are not metal, I don't mean it in a bad way at all. I actually adore what's going on. They have the heavy, nasty riffs that are just making my freaking, like, face just crunch up. I love it. The guy, he has that hardcore, like, thing going on. He's like that bald-headed guy that you just don't want to mess with. All right, so let's actually dissect this. I love what's going on with the actual message of it. I love how they're talking about, like, peace for everybody. That at the end of the day, we're all pretty much just here on this earth walking, and we need to coexist. Has a wonderful message behind it. Has a very heavy riff to it. Some very insane vocalist. A big shout out to Raul Kerr. What an insane, insane vocalist. Like, killing it, destroying it. On top of that, I love when the world gets together and is able to mix like dual languages. So in other words, we got English here and they actually put the subtitles. And then we actually got the chorus in the actual Indian language, which, by the way, they actually ended up translating afterwards, like not at the beginning, but anyways, I don't know if you guys were able to see the subtitles from there. Everything about this is perfect flawlessness. It has like this perfect like djent style, like it literally just has like the loose strings that I freaking love. I love what's going on with the drummer's footwork. Some pretty insane skills here. Guys, this is easy. You know what? Forget my scale. This is easily, hands down, 100 out of 10. 100. I don't think I've done that before. That should be illegal. I am definitely going to download this into my personal playlist. If you have not, I highly suggest you do too. And I will go follow them on Facebook afterwards, because this deserves a massive, like, thank you. All right, my friends, so we got our next musicians. So there's a couple of names here. Please bear with me. I know there's a lot of names, so don't click away. So we have Dev Negi, Ika Sings, Molly Thakur, and Nek Kakar with the song Badri Ki Buldhania. Whew. Hopefully that was really, really good. All right, let me know how you guys think my Indian skills are going. All right? All right, my friends, let's go right into this one. Can
लल्ले क्यों ना जाए तू हो रे रसिया के लल्ले क्यों ना जाए तू हो रे रसिया मुझे है तो है सारी गुइया कहाँ है बदरी की दुल्हनिया
तेरी मलू गुलाल रंग बता ब्लू या लाल एयर में तेरे उड़ते बाल आजा रंग दू दोनों गाल अरे सारा रा रा कबीरा सारा रा रा
बेबी के देखे झुमके लगा दे चार ठुमके छोरे ना जे चमके
Why does this sound familiar? I love how Indians put their whole body into dancing.
Baby, badi bholi hai, baby ki rang di choli hai. Angrezi mein khit pit mein damri bura na mano bholi hai.
Rama Rama jab bhooke a tarpi nazariya lad gayi. Aayi jawani jun hoi gawa ki aadat mein pad gayi.
Sara ra ra, kabhi ra sara ra ra.
Oh, Rama Rama jab bhooke a tarpi nazariya lad gayi.
Wow, this sounds like a tremendous, like, big party song. Like, I could see this being probably, well, first of all, do you guys have clubs out in India? Second of all, if you guys do happen to have clubs, I could see this being, like, popping there. Like, this is actually really darn good. I love what's going on with the actual integration of so many vocalists. So I keep hearing a different vocalist every single time, and each one has like its own little like spice to add to this song. And it sounds really, really great. It is absolutely phenomenal. I love what's going on with the music video. I love what's going on with this tremendous big party, and everyone's dancing. Like, Indians really take dancing to like that next level where they're, bro, their freaking fingers are now, like their joints here. Like, all of a sudden this becomes it like to like three different movements. Like, what is going on with the, like, the Indian culture and dancing? Like, so I need to take some like dancing lessons from India. This song has a lot of energy going on. Like, I feel like there's some guy like in the back with like a trash can, like the trash can lid's going doosh doosh. Like, it just sounds amazing, and it's adding that extra like amazing bang to it. So I give this easily a 9 out of 10. This was absolutely spectacular. Let me know what you guys think so far. By the way, if you guys want to let me know some of your favorite musicians, you guys can leave it down in the comment section below with the song and the actual musician, and let's see how many likes it gets. Maybe we could even feature it in the next episode, or you could even send it to me to my Instagram page. Links is down below or should be somewhere on the screen. This is bomb. Let's go on to our next musician. Alright, my friends, so up next, we have the gentleman named Guru Randhawa with the song Lahore. Alright, let's check it out. I'm just realizing I haven't been that exposed to the Indian language.
Okay, mommy.
Bye bye.
Bye bye, mom.
And mind you, in my line of work, I see a lot of Indians, but they never really speak Indian in front of me for some reason. Mr. iPhone 10.
ਜਿਸ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਨਾਲ ਹੱਸਦੀ ਆ ਉਹ ਲੱਗਦੀ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਦੀ ਆ ਜਿਸ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਨਾਲ ਤੱਕਦੀ ਆ ਉਹ ਲੱਗਦੀ ਲਾਹੌਰ ਦੀ ਆ
ਦਿਸ ਵੁਮਨ ਮੈਨ
ਜਿਸ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਨਾਲ ਹੱਸਦੀ ਆ ਕੁੜੀ ਦਾ ਪਤਾ ਕਰੋ ਕਿਹੜੇ ਪਿੰਡ ਦੀ ਆ ਕਿਹੜੇ ਸ਼ਹਿਰ ਦੀ ਆ ਲੱਗਦੀ ਲਾਹੌਰ ਦੀ ਆ ਜਿਸ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਨਾਲ ਹੱਸਦੀ ਆ ਉਹ ਲੱਗਦੀ ਪੰਜਾਬ
ਵਾਓ
ਜਿਸ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਨਾਲ ਤੱਕਦੀ ਆ ਦਿੱਲੀ ਦਾ ਨਖਰਾ ਵੱਖਰਾ ਬੰਬੇ ਦੀ ਗਰਮੀ ਵਾਂਗ
जिस हिसाब ना चल दिया लंदन तो आई लग दिया जिस हिसाब ना चल दिया कुड़ी दा पता करो केड़े पिंड दिया केड़े शहर दिया ओ लग दी पंजाब दिया.
Is that actually filmed in India? Alright, I don't know if you guys have noticed, I like stopping the song like when the beat's about to drop again, so it's like when you turn off the, I don't know, some people have this weird thing that they cannot turn off the car like in the middle of a song, they have to wait till the next beat. I have slowly started to develop that weird thing with this series here, which by the way, if you guys want to support what we do here on this channel, you could definitely do so. We have a Patreon page if you want to check it out, it comes with some perks, you should definitely look into it, I highly recommend it. With that being said, bro. Had your kids, had your wives, cause he's stealing everybody's hearts up in here. Like, this guy is like, he's stealing your girl, alright? I know she's telling you not to worry. When your girl tells you, oh, no worry, he's just a friend. Nope. This guy's gonna steal your girl. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna nickname him Mr. Steal Your Girl. I love absolutely what's going on with it. He's going on with that Indian swag. He went up there with his iPhone 10. He's talking on the phone. Busy businessman. Going on with the amazing vocals. And then on top of that, he has his own dance crew. Like in the middle of the freaking desert. Or what could appear to be a beach. Driving his Mustang down the cities. Like in the dark. I love it. I love it. This is what life should be. We should all live this type of life. With that being said, the song has a lot of meat to it. A lot of things to dissect. Has a lot of party rhythm going on. This is actually really interesting that I see this musician in taking it on solo. Nonetheless, I'm not taking credit away from the previous musicians that we have covered so far, but he decided to go as a solo man, really take this song and take it into his own control. And I'm not gonna lie to you, he did a phenomenal job. From what I'm understanding, this right here is an extremely, extremely popular song out in India. I would love to know what is your absolute favorite song by Guru. Please let me know. I would like to check out a little bit more of his stuff, or if he does some sort of like maybe English projects, that would also be cool. I've noticed that as we've started covering this, we have some musicians that speak a second and third language. It would be interesting to see this guy do like share his vocal talent like in a different language. At this point, I feel bad. I feel like I'm getting so repetitive, but it's not my fault you guys make good music, right? This is a 10 out of 10. I'm sorry. It's kind of hard to argue. You guys are making some really good ass music and I'm really enjoying this. Well, look what we got now. It looks like I actually just saw this name recently on the news, maybe about like a week or two ago, maybe at most. So up next, we actually have the spouse of an American musician named Nick Jonas. Her name is Priyanka Chopra, featuring Pitbull with the song Exotic. Let's check it out. Oh my god. In the music game, I'm worth more dead than a lad, but that's okay, I live with it. That's why I live every day like my last. Priyanka, step on the gas. From a rock or the Mumbai, Hollywood to Hollywood, it's all about the money. Cash. Baby, it's so good. Take me there. Oh my Cuba, baby, let's go. Love me all the way to Rio. Hold me down. I'm All right, my friends. So I love the perfect timing. I had never actually heard this young lady's music before, and with this whole thing that's going on between Nick Jonas and then her right now, this is absolutely perfect. So she has an amazing voice. She really does have a lot of talent, and I'm very excited to see that she had the opportunity to work with the Cuban American celebrity Pitbull himself, with, by the way, he was actually raised in the city that I'm from. So I'm actually from Miami, Florida, if you guys did not know that. I went to school very close to the peaks of places where he used to hang out, where he used to like go to school. If I'm not mistaken, I think my sister actually went to the same school that he went to. I think they were like a few years apart, if I'm not mistaken. With that being said, I'm very excited to see Mr. Worldwide working with Priyanka. She is absolutely phenomenal. I know this was a very, very popular song about 4 to 5 years ago out in India. And in all honesty, it still sounds great. Let me know if you're still listening to this song in 2018. What? Can you believe we're ending the year, guys? Like, what the hell, dude? I love what's going on with the song. Very festive, a lot of partying. There's this one little annoying sound that it took a bit to get adjusted to. Like, the first minute was just getting annoying. But then afterwards, I was like, I like this. It was almost like a dee, 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 dee. It was like some bird, like you were squeezing like some bird in the background, like some guy's just like smacking the fuck out of the bird. But with that being said, this is a phenomenal song. I definitely gotta give these guys some props. I'm gonna go right ahead and give these people a 12 out of 10. I love that you guys are so proud of your culture. I do see a lot of the actual Indians in these music videos bringing in the culture of India. They're definitely going with their exotic dance moves. I believe this is some sort of like, I don't know, traditional dance, if I'm not mistaken. She recently did it, and I could be doing it wrong. Right now, I probably just look like a genie. All right, my friends, so with that being said, thank you so much for sticking around. I absolutely loved everything that was on this list. You guys have some pretty awesome music to offer. Let me know if you guys think I missed out on any musicians. Feel free to leave them in the comment below. And once again, cast your votes, give them likes. I want to see, we might even make a part two, so no pressure. If you guys do want to send me a letter, let me know what you guys thought instead of sending it by Instagram, because hello, we got to become pen pals. You can definitely go right ahead and send it to my P.O. box. It is also in the description box down below and hopefully somewhere here on the screen. But besides that, don't forget to share this with one friend and to subscribe. Until next time, my friends, hasta la pasta, and I hope to see you in the future. Bye!